Watch, please.
All right, guys. This comes to us from yesterday's Baskin and Phelps.
Sorry, Mitch, we're cutting you off. This is called sabotage. It's time to air check, young Mitch.
This is called sabotage.
It's time to air check, young Mitch.
I've been waiting for this.
Mitch, our own Mitch, had the opportunity to interview AEW World Champion John Moxley on Monday. He did a little pre-tape.
The Mox.
Mitch, you know, has a dream of one day being the biggest name in Cleveland sports radio. So I'm going to take you to veteran Cleveland talk show host and give you a chance to hear Mitch's conversation with Mox. Give it a little air check.
Here on 92.3 The Fan, this is Mitch Spinnell sitting down for an exclusive here as we are ahead of AEW Dynamite's Fright Night.
Okay, you use the term exclusive, yet Moxley did, I think, 725 interviews that day. He was going through the car wash. So what made it an exclusive?
I figured since we didn't have it on our usual show, we were doing a recording, I figured I'd just call it that. But I guess that wasn't the right move.
Boom.
Off you go.
Okay, here we go.
It's coming Wednesday at the Wolstein Center. It is now time to bring in a four-time AEW World Champion and the reigning World Champion at that, John Moxley. John, thank you so much for joining us today, man.
You're welcome.
My
pleasure.
You
sounded very NPR at the beginning of that.
You did. You did. I was wondering if it was, what is it, the tiny desk?
Yeah.
Setting. I thought he was going to break out in song, dance, music. Was that just the way that you refer? I've never heard you call us, hey, what's up, man? Or in talking to us in any way, shape, or form in a conversation, drop man in there.
Never even crossed my mind before, but I'll make sure to keep it in mind.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Now, John, it's going to be an exciting week here in Cleveland. I know that you are a native of Cincinnati, Ohio, actually residing down there. I mean, when you gone through your experiences here in Cleveland compared to living in Cincinnati, I mean, what's your kind of take between the two areas, man? Because we kind of have
using man as a crutch right now.
I didn't realize.
How did you go from Steve Inskeep to man?
It's okay, Mitch. We've all had our crutches, without a doubt. We still have them. I'll be interested to see if that crutch continues on, if it evolves into a new crutch, or you're able to defeat this particular crutch, man.
Off you go.
Gone through your experiences here in Cleveland compared to living in Cincinnati, I mean, what's your kind of take between the two areas, man? Because we kind of have a little bit of a friendly rivalry here to say here between the two sides.
Again?
Well, you know,
no, that was the same one.
It's the old man.
Oh. Not the new man.
When it comes to matters of football and things like that, or if you're into.
So what I like about Mitch
is that
Mitch does a great job of keeping the energy at such a level that it can be matched by the interview subject, and that you can harness that. And so now, bleeding through the radio speakers, I think in everyone's car, it's like, we know that there is so much energy abound right now. I hope they don't overdo it with the energy.
Sure, there's some kind of college rivalry or something like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all residents of the Buckeye State, right?
And no doubt, we have John Moxley here on the
no
fan.
No doubt. It's a no doubter.
Well, it's a no diggity.
No
Monday.
Diggity. I was going to say, no doubt why Tuesday. Didn't you drop a no diggity in there? Get on his level.
Yeah, come on, Mitch.
All right, so clearly the Mox is pumped up to be doing this interview. And boy, around every turn, who knows where this interview could go?
Well, let's flash forward a little bit to Mox gave like a 4-minute answer at one point. So Mitch tries to get him back on track and focused on the show that's at the Wolstein Center tonight.
We got John Moxley here joining us ahead of AEW Dynamite Fright Night on Wednesday at the Wolstein Center. I mean, John, you go into a matchup here. A lot of talk has been going on between the likes of you and a guy like Orange Cassidy. Is there a potential for a tease of a potential matchup between you guys coming up here?
You have never heard of Orange Cassidy, have you?
I'm aware of who he is, yes.
Okay. Let's hear more of Bill Curtis and John Moxley here.
Of a potential matchup between you guys coming up here.
Well.
Yeah, gloves have come off.
For a match with myself and a guy like Orange Cassidy. Anytime, any place, any day of the week.
What is he doing?
There is no love lost between these two individuals.
Well, now, that wasn't Mitch's fault. That was not Mitch's fault.
I can't wait to see these two.
I do want to know, Mitch, where did the question about Orange Cassidy come from? Because I don't know if they've been fighting each other recently.
Oh, they're not wrestling each other tonight?
He's just trying to, Mox is trying to get through. Now,
Orange Cassidy's got to keep his hands in his pockets.
If had that been on the air with you two guys, that might have been a 2-minute conversation, and then go see Mox over at the Wall Street.
That's exactly how that would have been. You are not wrong about that.
I've sat through enough of those. It gave me Paul Biancardi vibes.
How long did he?
How long was it? Yeah,
you can't laugh at that. He's on
something minutes.
Total. Really?
Yeah. Whoa! You got 10 minutes out of that?
I guess so.
And Mitch was there on time. Mox was not.
I wasn't that long. It wasn't that long of a wait.
Okay. Do you want to post that somewhere?
Oh, he's got to post it.
Yeah, in the trash
can. Mitch is saying
we'll post a segment at the 9:40 for Mitch.
Are you sure?
Mitch, please.
Oh,
sure.
So just this,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do want. I want everyone to hear because one day Mitch will be the afternoon drive host.
Yeah,
one
station. Yeah, I'm not blaming. I'm not blaming Mitch.
I want people to go back and hear
that part.
And it's not your first interview, right? Like you've done other.
He sounds nervous.
It was my first time with a professional wrestler, I'll give you that.
We set up a host here once with a former professional wrestler, and then that host was very upset with us. Do you remember that?
No. Oh,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. That was an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
That was terrific. Then somebody's got the audio of
it. He turned this bit into John Candy from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We're like, hey, it's just a gag, man. Relax.
Mitch, here's what I like. I like that you you did the interview. I thought you were going to refuse. So that's one of the golden rules of the industry. Never say no. So you did it. You probably knew.
I should feel bad for Mitch.
There was a chance we would air check it. Wasn't your fault that he didn't match your energy level. And here's what I like to see. I like to see growth with our young pupils. So next interview opportunity, would you say yes again, knowing we might air check it?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Compare,
that's the right
contrast,
attitude.
Cleveland and Cincinnati is incredible.
Hey, they're two different cities. I want to know the what's the good and the bad. I think that's a great
and
way
the
to
ugly.
Launch. And you didn't even mention the Covington boys, though, which you know, would have been
how
all
did
over.
You not say? Maybe John Moxley was one of the guys who threw their shoe at the car. You don't know.
It was not on the question docket.
Are you think you're going to get a chance to interview him again? Sounds like you two are fast friends.
Hopefully.
Mitch, I'm proud of you. I don't care what anyone
else
says. I can't believe you took that 10 minutes.
I'm proud of you, too. Well done.
Thank you.
The great Mitch Spinell, everybody. Outstanding.